from a band
and we welcome you back to the Brew Kettle here in Amherst. Tim Elkhorn along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. By the way, huge thank you to Matt Douglas, who's here from WEOL. I'm not sure if it's a good thing or not that we have been on Facebook Live all night long. So not only have we been on the radio, Sean Bennett, we've been on video all night long.
I bet there's a lot of those sad emojis or the wow emojis that they allow Facebook users to use now.
Oh, my goodness. But from what Matt Douglas was telling me during that news break, boy, a lot of folks have been chiming in and watching us on Facebook. So
I think they're talking about us finding out how to cut weight.
There you go. Let's talk a little Shoreman wrestling as Jimmy Black stops by to pay us a visit. Get that mic up real close to your mouth there, Coach. There you go. Glad to have with us here at the head table. Let's talk about Shoreman as far as the upcoming year is concerned. What are your thoughts?
I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you guys are doing this radio show. I think it's great for wrestling. And for this year, Avon Lake, we're going to be a young team. I mean, last year I think we wrestled about 13 freshmen, or juniors and sophomores in the lineup. So we have a lot of guys with experience coming through that are moving up to the next level of matches and so forth. But we're going to have a good season. We have two seniors, Tristan Olufisen and Jack Long. We expect good seasons out of them this year.
Do you coach a little bit differently with a younger squad? I mean, you know, we talk about this in other sports. I mean, if you got a football or a basketball team and they're coming in and it's senior loaded, you're starting way ahead of the curve.
Way ahead of the curve, yes.
Right, from the wrestling perspective.
You have to be a little bit more patient. They're going to make more mistakes in the beginning of the season. And, you know, the season is a long season. They get a lot of matches. I mean, even last year, our team, they had over 40-some matches. So, you know, some of them are coming into this season with about 80-some matches.
Wow.
You know, but it's a combination of a little bit both. We're putting the hammer down on some of the guys that wrestled last year to get them ready for the season. So,
Sean?
Obviously, I've known Jim since I've taken over the beat. Although he's been several Lorain County programs, helped out a lot of different kids, a lot of different schools,
right?
And a lot of different dynamics there. You know, you were Firelands, which is a little bit smaller,
right?
Not a lot of tradition. You've been at some big schools, Avon Lake, Midview. You can kind of talk about...
Don't forget Admiral King.
Admiral King, absolutely. But you can kind of talk about the difference between the challenges and that of the different size programs, stuff like that. How is it from D1 to D3? I mean, it's got to be nicer for numbers maybe for D1, or what's your kind of take on the different style programs within Lorain County?
Where I find it is in the bigger schools, they have so much opportunity for the kids to do things, so it's a little tougher sometimes in like a Midview or a Avon Lake or so forth. The kids have so much activities in the school for them to do. But once you get the kids in and they buy into the program, it seems to be a pretty easy thing to me. I mean, once you see the athlete come through, the student athlete, and they know that you care about them and you're looking out for their best interests, they tend to want to stay in the program, and it works from there.
One of the other questions I had, I saw that you guys are taking part in the Wheeling Park Duels down in West Virginia.
Yes.
Not often I see a team leave the state to compete. I mean, that's obviously expense and things like mm-hmm. that, and that's a holiday deal there. I think December 28th you guys are competing down there.
Yep.
How did that come about, and what are you kind of expecting there?
Well, we were looking for something different from the area to wrestle different teams and different styles. And it wasn't that far. It's just right across the Ohio border in a nice facility for wrestling. And then down in that area, it's a really good wrestling area, Wheeling, West Virginia. And we wanted to do dual meets for the younger guys to have competition and get that feel without the pressure of, you know, Lorain County is a pretty tough county to wrestle in. And we wanted them to get the experience and some success. And that's why we went down there.
Again, we're talking with Jimmy Black as he's involved with the Avon Lake Shoreman Wrestling Program this year. And, Jimmy, you mentioned a young squad, not a lot of experience. So I'm sure you look at it as, hey, how strong is the feeder program? And you mentioned your resume. I mean, you've been at different places.
Yeah.
How important is that feeder program, and what is the Avon Lake feeder program bringing to you?
That is probably the most important thing for our programs and all the programs that I've been involved in is get that feeder program going. At Avon Lake, our feeder program has grown leaps and bounds in the last 3 years. We've really put a lot of attention into that. We were wrestling out at Lutheran West and the duels on Sundays. And we have about, I want to say we have about 52 youth kids from second grade, maybe even first grade doing it. So that's a big thing, getting the kids in. We're keeping them in all the way through eighth grade. We need them to cross over more. Some of them, they find football, they find rugby. So that's our main focus now, is to keep them into the system.
I would imagine in Avon Lake that's pretty competitive, because there are other sports that can draw their attention.
Oh, my God, there's a ton. Avon Lake's got lacrosse. It has rugby. So, you're fighting that a little bit, but if we could get them in and they have success in the youthful program, they see what they can do, they tend to stick around. So,
Sean?
Just talking about the kickoff event here, Knights of Columbus. It's probably one of the most popular wrestling tournaments in Lorain County. You guys kind of kick off the season every year. Yep. And Avon Lake's a great school to go see. I've covered several times there. And you guys are hosting the SWC tournament this year, so you're kind of doing two. And I know some schools don't like the hustle and the bustle of hosting those tournaments, but talk about that situation. You're going to be starting off with a tournament. You're hosting a tournament at the end. Do you guys enjoy the extra added, dynamic of that?
We are excited about having a conference. It's not often that you get the conference tournament in your home school, so that's a big thing, and I think the youth kids in our program are looking forward to that tournament. The Knights of Columbus, I think, has been around since 1981. The Knights of Columbus, Mr. Jerry Briggs and my father started that tournament back in 1981. And it's good to see that the community still embraces the Knights of Columbus. A lot of schools like to get into the tournament. And I think we do a really good job with it. I haven't heard too many complaints about it, but it's a very competitive tournament for the beginning of the season.
Jimmy, not to sell your own program short, but Sean Bennett kind of put that label as the favorite on Midview earlier in the program. How do you size up the SWC?
I think it's going to be a tough year. We know the number one team's Olmsted Falls. They were somewhat young last year. They're going to come back. I expect Midview to be competitive. And don't forget Avon. Avon's right. Sitting right around the corner. Most programs, I think, are on the upswing. I think you're seeing some good movement with us, and you're seeing Westlake get tougher. I think the dark horse could be Mid-Park and North Olmsted. We don't really know what they have yet. But we'll find out shortly. It's like I said, it's going to be competitive. How about this? Three Avon Lake coaches you guys interview, right? Seth Houston, Sean Bristow, and myself. Pretty good, huh?
A little bit of a tradition there.
We're out there. We're fighting it. So, hey. So
you added the totals of about every school in the county that we've we've got Fixer Firelands, we got Midview.
Yeah.
So, you're helping us out.
But that, in all seriousness, though, that goes back to what Sean was talking about, where these young coaches who had success at their schools have now stayed in the area, and they've basically taken that knowledge and that experience, but more importantly, that passion.
Passion.
And have brought it to whatever school they've ended up at.
Exactly.
It's a great story.
It's a nice thing to say.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Jimmy, we appreciate you coming out tonight.
Hey, no
Thanks
problem.
For stopping by.
Thanks for
by.
Having us.
Oh, it's great to
you
see
you.
You
guys have a good one.
Thanks,
Take
Jimmy.
Care.
You too.
Thanks.
Jimmy Black from the Avon Lake Wrestling Program joining us here at the table at the Brew Kettle as we have now entered hour number three. We have coaches that are still rolling in, ready to talk about their programs and their kids and their wrestlers. It is great to see. And, of course, the great food and the beverages here at the Brew Kettle make it all the more special. Quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to keep talking wrestling. Brian Caesar of Amherst is going to stop by and pay us a visit. We're going to talk about the Comets on the mats this winter. So stay with us as we bring you the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Preview. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. Again, a great big thank you to Bob Cobos and Mike Deanna from Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty for being with us tonight. Thanks to everybody here at the Brew Kettle. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Brian Caesar from Amherst. So stay with us on WEOL and online at WEOL.com.